these motor actions I was referring to. So they're highly, you know, highly unconscious and very fast and spontaneous. So it's not like they're trying to do weird pressing buttons on screens and kind of very concocted and artificial experiments that we may come up with in our labs. This is just normal people talking and producing these gestures and reflecting on this different conceptual structure, which has the future behind them and the past in front. And this is very informative because it says, well, here we have humans that walk like you and me, and that have the same sort of body morphology with upper limbs, lower limbs, binocular vision, frontal, you know, eyes, you know, in the front and ears on the sides and et cetera, same type of brain, neurotransmitters, et cetera, et cetera, but with a dramatically different concept of future and past. And then there you see the influence of culture. So it means that, you know, we have the biological substrate, but then all these forms of sense making get sort of constituted by sort of super individual subjectivity, which gets crystallized via certain types of practices and the certain type of languages and so on.